Everybody okay. Ready? Go ahead, Coach.
Okay, first off, I want to give... you good, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm good, Josh.
Okay. Yep, tell me when you're ready. Okay. First off, I want to give a lot of credit to Boston College. I think Coach Grant's an outstanding coach. I think he and his staff have done an awesome job. I think they're a really good team. They're tough, they're hard-nosed, and I have tremendous respect for Coach Grant and his program and his team. Secondly, just so proud of our guys to find a way to kind of fight through it, the toughness, the gut check to find a way to get a win like we did today. Second win this week on the road. We're kind of playing, I think it's back in the day with the Coach Kremen's era where you're playing five, six guys, you know, and we're just finding our way. We had to reinvent ourselves, basically. We reinvented ourselves, and to the guys' credit, they've bought into it. I mean, there's no denying at one point in the season, we were at the depths of the ocean. The deepest part of the ocean, which I found out in the world, is the Mariana Ocean in the Pacific Ocean. The Mariana is the deepest part of the ocean. We were at the Mariana part. And somehow we've been able, without scuba gear, we've been able to find our way to get up to the surface and put our head above water and resurface for air. We had to reinvent ourselves for survival, in a sense of being in that, we were at the Mariana part of the Pacific Ocean, and we've come up for air. So just, you know, and we've done that through reinventing of who we are in a way. You know, I said this to in the post-game radio that, you know, our offense has been clicking. It's been sort of the same offense, but we've changed some things with personnel. We've had a reinvent on who we are. We've really gone smaller, and obviously it's clicking. And guys, to the guys' credit on the buy-in on that and the energy factor. And so Javon Franklin and Lance Terry both get to sign the bubble. And, you know, they both signed the bubble with their defensive rebounds. Kyle Sturdivant, man, just some big shots he hit and then had some big plays. Debo, how about Debo's charges? Incredible charges, big time defense. Miles Kelly, I can't say enough about his shooting and the way that he's moving the ball and his shooting. And then Jalen Moore gave us big minutes, had some big offensive rebounds. And then defensively, we got 6 3 stops in a row, held them to 27% from three and 43 from the field. Moose, I think we are one of the best in the country at 3-point defense.
Number one in a conference, 19 in a conference.
Okay, so 19th in the country. One in the ACC in 3-point defense, and you know, we change defenses a lot, so it's not just one set defense. I think that continues to be good for us. Guys are playing hard, and I mean, it's just really proud of our guys to find a way to get it. When we were down 9, I mean, and it didn't look good, but we clawed and clawed our way back in order to get a win. And just you know, to be able to do that was really high level. Not easy to do.
Ken, Kelly, whenever you start.
Speaking of that was they were on a run. You guys are stone cold. You go down 9. They've been leading most of the game. Then Miles hits back-to-back threes, and then you go to second side three in the corner from Lance.
Yeah.
Just talk about the difference. Early in the season, that was a stretch where you guys would have been down 20 probably.
Yeah. No, you're right. And there's been times earlier in the season where we ended up having some tough, you know, a run would turn into an avalanche, as I said. You know, the water would break and flood us out instead of a drip drip. And now, through our reinventing of who we are and kind of just what we've become, you know, we've been able to stop those leaks and just let it to be a drip and then put a cap on it and be able to recover. And we've done that in this whole stretch here of the way we're playing. And I think it's 6 of 8, Moose. We've won 6 of 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've won 6 of 8. And when you're in the Mariana Ocean like that, the depths, whew. But, man, to get our guys back like that, the character of our guys, the character of our young men, the toughness, the resolve, the fight, the compete, just really, really proud of our guys. I mean, beyond proud of them. And you know, it's hard to do that. And we've come together, and you know, we get an opportunity next week in Greensboro to see what we can do. I mean, you know, we're playing either Florida State or Virginia Tech. And look, I've said this, guys. You both, Ken and Kelly, you guys know this. I mean, I've said it 100 times. And this is my 14th year as a head coach. And my first 13, I can tell you that some whatever reason in January, we've just taken off. But this year, we just didn't take off after January 4th, after the Miami win. And we just had a bad month. Just a bad month. We didn't play well. Just a lot of things. And then, but nevertheless, we found our niche. We've come back in February and have been really good. And we found our way and we've reinvented who we are. And, you know, it's worked. And just, you know, darn proud of our young men.
Ken.
The three that Kyle hit in the last minute, isolation, kind of just like, is that something you calling for
it
and kind of
well, we ran for a high ball screen and we were trying to go downhill, but it was good D, just some good D, better offense, you know, and we were fortunate to, you know, to make it in this game and the ball went in. So, you know, it was good defense by Boston College. Just we've had that happen on the other way, you know, sometimes this year we've had good D and the guy hits a tough shot late where that's happened to us, and so it was good to get it. Kind of worked itself out in our favor today, tonight, this afternoon.
Guys, we got to cut it off, so be safe.